Perek Dalad Mishnah Chaf, Rabbi Masya bin Charash Omer, have a maktim b'shalom kol adam. You should be the first to greet every individual. Now, although this Mishnah may seem familiar to other Mishnahs, we have learned the Maseches Avos. For example, having mekabel es kol ha'adam b'sever panim yafos, you should greet every person with a happy countenance. And having mekabel es kol ha'adam b'simcha, you should greet every individual b'simcha, with joy, with happiness. Those Mishnayos are stressing mikabel, that you should be responsive and acknowledge every individual you meet and who comes to you with simcha, with joy, with happiness, or with a happy countenance. B'sever panim yafos. But the word that's used here is not mikabel, to accept, but it's makdim b'shalom kol adam. You should be the greeter. Thus, this Mishnah is actually the inverse of the other Mishnayos that we learned thus far. The other Mishnayos are stressing mikabel kol adam b'sever panim yafos. Mikabel kol adam b'simcha. Greet every person and respond and react in kind to every individual who comes in your dalet amos. But here the Mishnah is taking it one step further. Rabbi Masi ben Cheresh is saying, don't just be passive. Don't just react b'simcha or b'sever panim yafos, rather be makdim, say hello, shalom aleichem. You know, so often we're walking on the street and we expect that somebody should say hi first. We expect that somebody should say good Shabbos first. We expect that that person should say good Yom Tov to me first. That person is younger. That person isn't as wise as me. I'm greater. I'm stronger. I'm older. I'm wiser. I shouldn't have to be makdim b'shalom. I shouldn't have to be the person to greet every individual first. But this Mishnah is teaching us just the opposite, that the greatest kavod that you give to another person is not by being reactionary, not by being passive, not by being a responder, but rather that I should be the first to be mekabel. Interestingly enough, the Rav, Rabbi Avadya Bar Tanur, commenting on this Mishnah, quotes the Gemara Maseches Brachos. Amru Olav, Rabbi Yochim ben Zakkai, the great sage, the outstanding disciple of Hillel. Rabbi Yochim ben Zakkai was makdim shalom l'chol adam, afilu l'ani b'shebashuk. Rabbi Yochim ben Zakkai had this mita, he had this characteristic trait, that he would be the first to greet every single individual, even a nachri shebashuk, even a non-Jew. That was Rabbi Yochim ben Zakkai's mita. Michtav Meliar, Rabbi Yochim Dessler says in Chelik Dalet, imagine who Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was for a moment. He knew all of Torah, Mishnayos, Gemara, Halacha, Agada, Nigla, Vinister. He was the chief of the Sanhedrin at the end of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. He is the Tana responsible for implementing and establishing the Beis HaKnesses and everything after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. There's nobody greater, arguably, than Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the hero, the man, the Rav, who allowed Judaism to continue from Churban Bayis Sheni to the continuity of Jewish success. And he was the person who was makdim shalom l'chol adam, the person who all world Jewry rested on. He was the person who was never too preoccupied, never to forget about anybody. He would always be the first to greet everybody and anybody, even a nachri shebashuk. And thus, Reb Dessler teaches, there's nobody who should feel so important that you can't be the first to greet somebody else. And that's the greatest representation of kavod. Kavod, honor, means that I could give you respect, even though I'm deserving of respect. I trust you. I give you so much honor. I see who you are as a human being. I'm willing to be makdim b'shalom. I'm willing to be the first to greet. I'm not just being responsive, not just being reactionary, not just being passive, but I'm makdim b'shalom kol adam. In his wonderful book, Reflections of the Maggid, Rabbi Pesach Kron tells the following story that was well known to have been retold many times by Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, the very well-known Mashkiach, the Kamenetzer Yeshiva, which speaks to this point. There was a very well-known slaughterhouse, a Schlachthaus, a Beis HaShchit in Argentina, that was comprised of several buildings. There was the building where the animals were actually slaughtered, the building where the animals were fed. There was a meat packing room, and there were tons and tons of shochtim that filled this Schlachthaus, that filled this ritual slaughterhouse on a daily basis. And the entire area was miles and miles in perimeter, and the entire area was surrounded by a tall chain link fence. Everybody went in and out through the iron gate on a daily basis. The owner of this schlachthaus, of this slaughterhouse, was a man who was a workaholic. First in the morning, last out at night, and he always told the guard at the front gate, a man by the name of Domingo, that when he would leave, he could lock for the night. One night when the owner was leaving, he tells Domingo, "Domingo, lock up, everybody's gone, it's time to go home." And the guard, Domingo, says to the owner, "That's not true, not everyone has left. One of the shochtim, Rabbi Berkowitz, hasn't left yet." But said the owner, "It's impossible. All of the shochtim are home. He goes home every day at the same time." Domingo says to the owner, "Can't be. Believe me, I'm positive that he didn't leave." The owner of the schlachthaus understood that Domingo was a reliable person, conscientious man. He said, "I'm not going to argue. Let's go. Let's search." They searched through the dressing rooms. Maybe perhaps Rabbi Berkowitz had fainted. He was debilitated. He couldn't move. No Rabbi Berkowitz. They ran to where the animals were slaughtered. No Rabbi Berkowitz. They searched the truck dock. No Rabbi Berkowitz. The packing house. Room to room. No Rabbi Berkowitz. Finally, the owner of the schlachthaus, Domingo, come to a huge walk-in refrigeration room. Large slabs of meat were kept frozen. They walk in into their horror when they open up the door. Shocked, they see Rabbi Berkowitz rolling on the floor, desperately trying to keep himself warm. They run over to him, lift him off the floor, take him out of the refrigerated room, past the thick, heavy wooden doors that were locked behind him. They wrap him in blankets and bring him to a safe, healthy recovery. The owner of the schlachthaus was absolutely incredulous, and he turns to Domingo, the man who stood guard. "How did you know Rabbi Berkowitz didn't leave? There are well over 200 workers here on a daily basis. You don't know everybody who comes and goes. How did you know Rabbi Berkowitz was still left behind?" "Listen to the guard's answer. Every morning," he said, "when the rabbi comes in, he greets me and says hello. He makes me feel like a person, and every single night when he leaves, he tells me I have a pleasant evening. He never misses a night. And to tell you the truth," said Domingo to the owner, "I wait for his kind words because dozens and dozens of workers pass me every day. Morning and night, they don't say a word to me. To them, I'm a nothing. To him, I'm a somebody." "Therefore," said Domingo to the owner, "I knew for sure he hadn't left because I was waiting for his friendly goodbye for the evening." Amru alav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shayamaktim shomu chol adam afilu lani shebashuk. Everybody Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would say hello to. And this Rabbi Berkowitz fulfilled that and lived that. And he took care of this very fine man, Domingo, and of course it came back to help him when that evening he didn't receive his good evening and ultimately saved his life. Very similar story in the wonderful book, Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust. Mrs. Yaffa Eliach on page 129 tells of a very well-known Hasidic rabbi, Skion, of a prominent Hasidic dynasty, dressed very finely, carefully, and every morning he would go on his walk, and was the rabbi's custom to greet every person, man, woman, and child, with a smile and a cordial good morning. Over the years, the rabbi became acquainted with many of the townspeople by greeting them with a good morning. But at the outskirts of the town and through a close field that was right next to the town, he would exchange greetings with a Mr. Hermuller, a Polish ethnic German, and he would say to him, "Good morning, Herr Muller." And the rabbi would quickly respond and say back, "Good morning, Herr Rabbiner." But first, it was the rabbi who said, "Good morning, Herr Muller." The war came, the rabbi's strolls stopped abruptly, and Herr Muller began to don an SS uniform. The two of them never saw each other. But one day in Auschwitz at the selection, the rabbi stood online with hundreds of other Jews awaiting for the moment when their fate would be decided. Every time the walk would get closer, the rabbi would hear right, left, right, left. Right meant life, left meant death. Suddenly, as the rabbi grew close to the man who would decide his life or death, the rabbi had a great urge to see the face of the man who would tell him to death on the left or to life on the right. He lifted his eyes and heard his own voice speaking, "Good morning, Herr Muller." "Good morning, Herr Rabbiner," responded a human voice beneath the SS cap. A faint smile appeared on the rabbi's lips. The baton moved to the right to life. The following day, the rabbi was transferred to a safer camp. I conclude, the rabbi now in his 80s told me, Mrs. Yaffa Eliach, in his gentle voice, "This is the power of a good morning greeting. A man must always greet his fellow man." That's this Mishnah, Rabbi Yane Omer. teaches us to be makdim shalom l'chol adam. Greet every man with shalom. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello, how are you? Shalom. Peace be unto you, the name of God. And we see in these two stories, the power of a good morning, the power of a good evening could save somebody's life. It could also bring warmth, good feeling, and a good taste in somebody's mouth, and could be such a powerful way to help somebody start their day, finish their day. A good word in the middle of the day could boost somebody's spirits in such a wonderful way. We should not just be the responsive people to be recipients of somebody's good wishes, but we should be the first to be makdim shalom l'chol adam.